Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer expert sex advice and practical strategies so you can have an amazing sex life. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question for future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com and hitting the Ask Us Anything button on the top of the page. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you'll find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the course of your choice. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the naughtiness factor in eroticism and how to keep it hot while staying shame-free. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading a question submitted by a listener.
Carmen writes, "Hey, Pleasure Mechanics, I really love your podcast and have been learning so much. Thank you. Here's my question. I hear you talk about anal sex being natural and that there isn't anything shameful or dirty about it. And I agree with you. But at the same time, I get off on anal sex being dirty. I love it when my guy talks dirty while we have anal sex. Tells me about how nasty and slutty I am for liking it. If I take that part away, it just doesn't feel as good. But at the same time, I don't want to perpetuate the idea that it is a shameful thing to want. Any thoughts on this? Thanks, Carmen." And in addition, there was this other email that was sent where this was written. "Please don't make anal sound so wholesome. You'll take all the fun away."
It's true. We've heard this more than once. And we hear from people saying things like, "Stop talking about sex in such a positive way. It being naughty is part of the fun." And this is a really interesting theme because we at the Pleasure Mechanics are all about making sex positive and loving and pleasurable
and respectful
and enjoying it as part of our lives, because so many people struggle with shame and guilt and fear around sex and lock down their sexuality in response. And we all know what that looks like, and it ain't pretty, folks. So we are all about liberating sexuality from its shameful cage of the past and making it a really positive, pleasurable part of our lives. And we know it's fun to be naughty. So how do we reconcile these things?
Well, I think the essential piece, and this is the way that Chris has framed it that I really love, is around you can play with it being dirty, but that you know deep down that it isn't dirty. So you're playing an erotic game that it is naughty and dirty and slutty or whatever configuration turns you on. But fundamentally, you know that this is in service to your pleasure. And this is because you are worthy of experiencing pleasure. So it's a game that you play on top of it being a sane, safe, joyful experience.
Right. Just like we can play with power in the bedroom and spank one another, and how that's different from being abusive and hitting one another in our day-to-day lives, we can play with the naughtiness factor and keep that taboo thrill alive while alleviating ourselves from the shame and guilt that really creates psychological damage. So this is what we're going to talk about today. And first, I do want to say that the anal taboo is still alive and well. Just yesterday, one of our YouTube videos got pulled down, and all it was Charlotte talking about how to enjoy anal sex. And we have had so many of our YouTube videos censored. We at one point had over 3 million views, and they took a bunch of our videos down, and we lost all those views. And this is one of the reasons we don't make a lot of YouTube videos anymore, because they're constantly censoring us, and especially around things that have to do with anal sex or kinkiness. These seem to be the videos that get taken down time and time again. And no matter how popular anal sex gets to be in porn, and we're talking about it more in culture, it still has this naughty edge for a lot of people. And so the anal taboo is still out there, it's still thriving, and the kinky one is too, even as we're in the 50 Shades of Grey, you know, multi-year craze over BDSM, and it's starting to kind of come out into the light of day more. A lot of people, when really confront them about it, a lot of people still think BDSM is weird, perverted, there's something wrong with you if you're into it. So as a culture, as a globe of human people, our global culture is still very much rooted in sexual shame and creating taboos around these things. So the naughtiness factor still thrives. But as a community, as the pleasure mechanics community, as we start to unravel these things and alleviate ourselves from the shame and guilt over enjoying pleasures like anal play or spanking or any other naughty, taboo, sexual things that you want to do, how do we keep the thrill alive?
The problem with taboo is that it creates shame, and shame creates silence. And in that silence, poor and bad technique sets in and people get hurt. So we have to be open enough to say, yes, I like this. Let's get that anal sex mastery course and learn how to do it right. Let's keep lube by the bed. Let's talk about it when we're craving it so I can prepare my body. Eliminating the shame allows conversation and communication around these skills and these sex acts so that you can create a really beautiful experience, even if it's a naughty experience. But the danger happens when you don't want to have any communication about it and you just want to quietly go ahead and do it, but it is done in an unsafe manner. And this is especially important with anal because it is one of the acts that can be profoundly painful if it is not done well and if there isn't clear communication and if you haven't educated yourself about how to do it well. So it is actually one of the most dangerous acts to keep taboo.
So what we're talking about is alleviating any deep-rooted shame that keeps you from having adult conversations about it, that keeps you from admitting that you enjoy it, from talking to your partner, from seeking out information. And then we can talk about how to bring in that naughtiness factor as part of the game. And it's so true that most of the taboos around sex are around the acts that are most dangerous to keep taboo. Anal sex, kinky play, spanking, bondage, all of these things are advanced sexual skills and are not part of most people's sexual repertoires. And so if you just go into exploring them out of a shame-based, silent place without talking about them, without seeking out good information, you can hurt your partner. And then that, of course, compounds the shame and the silence and the fear around it. And this is how culture keeps these things in the closet, so to speak, by making sure people are afraid to talk about them. So in thinking about this conversation element, it's not just with your partner, it's with your friends, it's with your communities. Most people would admit to enjoying something like cuddling or kissing or even intercourse. These things that are approved of by society, you can talk about in polite company, quote unquote. You can admit to your friends that you like them. The more taboo and shame-based something is, the more afraid people are to admit that they enjoy them. And just 50 years ago, oral sex was in this category. You could never admit to your friends that you enjoyed giving blowjobs. That would be like admitting that you were a cast-out woman and had fallen from grace and were never good wife material. And these things change over time. And this is what we talk about when you talk about changing sex culture. What is approved of is constantly expanding. And that's a really good thing because so many of us desire things that are beyond the narrow window of cultural approval. And so if you enjoy a taboo sex act like anal sex or spanking or bondage, dare yourself to admit it out loud to someone and see how that feels. Because in that act, that's a really good test of how much internalized shame you have about it. So if you can say to your best friend, yeah, I like anal sex once in a while, then you have internalized shame about anal sex, right? You need to be able to say these things in the light of day and claim them as part of your sexuality if you're going to have a healthy relationship with them.
You can pick who you want to share that with strategically.
Totally.
Right.
But it's that best friend that you talk, like if you would say, yeah, I like blowjobs, or yeah, I love getting head from my lover, if you can then go on to say, and I love a little anal play once in a while. And this is true for guys around prostate massage. We hear from so many men who really excited about prostate massage, really want to learn it, but cannot bring themselves to admit that to their partner. And that is a shame-based silence. And in that silence, they are denying themselves this incredible pleasure, this act that can give men the best orgasms of their life, because they can't say out loud, honey, I want this. So this affects us more than we think it might. And you can kind of do an inventory about what are those things that you're excited about, that you would crave, that you would totally be into if you had the ability to ask for them out loud without any shame.
If you had the permission to be able to explore them without there being any impact socially.
Yeah, and let's remember that the root of shame is the fear of losing love and social connection if part of you was to be found out. So if you have shame about anal sex, part of that fear is that your partner will disapprove of it and disconnect from you, will stop loving you as much if they are to find out. And that is the root of shame. It's the loss of social approval and connection and love.
Which is terrifying.
Oof.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, however, taboos can create thrills, because who doesn't like being a little naughty? That cookie tastes better when you snatch it from the cookie jar when your mom's not looking. We all like breaking rules. And this starts when we're kids and we're testing boundaries and we start exploring things like masturbation, when we get the kind of subtle or not so subtle messages that it's not good and yet it feels so good, and breaking those rules feels fun and exciting and starts establishing independence. And this idea that taboo creates erotic thrills is so essential that one of our favorite sexologists, Dr. Jack Moran, who has since passed on, in his amazing book, The Erotic Mind, calls violating prohibitions one of the four cornerstones of eroticism. And he says, a fusion of arousal and rule breaking when you're young dramatically increases the odds that you'll retain in your adult eroticism a tendency to be excited by violational behaviors and fantasies. I call the aphrodisiac effects of violating prohibitions the naughtiness factor. And so what this says to us is that some people have more or less of the naughtiness factor built into their erotic character than others. And if you are someone that really likes breaking rules, that gets off on being naughty, you can know this about yourself and choose to bring it into your sex life deliberately.
So for instance, Carmen, you say that you like it when your boyfriend talks dirty to you, so you don't have to give that up. That creates an erotic charge for you, so keep playing with it and know that that is important to you. And that can still be true for you, even if you know deep down that anal sex can be healthy and a lovely part of your sex life. Hopefully you're doing it well and taking care of your body and not overriding any pain and having it be 100% pleasurable, which is an essential part of good anal sex, in our opinion.
And what we teach in the Anal Sex Mastery course, which we highly recommend. You'll find it at pleasuremechanics.com. And this is the thing around erotic energy and game playing and role playing, is you can take any sex act, like anal sex, and overlay it with your choice of erotic energies and play different roles that get you off. And so let's take anal sex, since we're talking about it. it can be a slow, seductive, sensual, worshipful experience, starting with full body massage and then going into butt massage and really slow, beautiful opening of those sphincters. And you can tell your lover how beautiful they are and how precious it is to be inside them. And it can be with candlelight and yummy scents in the air. And it all is just yummy and beautiful and sensual and romantic.
Yeah.
Have romantic anal sex and see how that feels. Or you can still have great technique and start on the outside like we teach. Open those sphincters really slowly. Allow the body to open up to penetration. But meanwhile, you're, you know, roughly kissing your lover's neck and shoulders and telling them what a dirty slut they are and how they deserve to be fucked in the ass and how you can't wait to get inside them and how you're going to give it to them, and you're spanking their ass and you're pinching them and biting them. And that's a totally different erotic experience. And if being told that you're a dirty, nasty slut who deserves to be fucked hard and you're about to get it turns you on, go for it. Make the most of it and play that role together and get off on it together and still know that you're respecting one another's bodies. You're doing it safely. You're doing it with good technique for maximum pleasure, but you're getting off on that erotic energy overlay. And this can go in so many different directions, and this is what keeps sex fun. And the thing is, the same couple can have both of those kinds of anal sex when they're in different moods. And it's really a choose-your-own-adventure game when it comes to injecting different kinds of energies and language and feelings, experiences over the same sex act in different moments. Right.
But what's essential about this is that you guys can communicate about what mood you're in and what you'd like. And I'll just say it again, not compromise the technique, not compromise the slow warm up, the slow build up, and the really opening of the sphincters.
Right. Because being a dirty, nasty slut doesn't mean you deserve pain or damage or injury. And that's the line, that's the boundary. Because some people might choose to play with these energies and this power, and in that, rush through the preparation, rush through the foreplay, and actually hurt one another and injure one another. And that's no fun when the next day you're still in pain because you were trying to role play the night before. Like, that's not cool. And especially when it comes to anal sex, where you can do actual damage and lasting injury to these sensitive tissues. We don't want that. We want to stay in the pleasure zone. The way we teach anal sex is 100% pleasurable, 100% pain-free. And you can do that no matter how you're choosing to play with the erotic energy. You can be as dirty and nasty and dominant as you want and still do it well. And that is the key we want to talk about here. So you're playing dirty, you're playing with naughtiness, but inside you know that you deserve pleasure, you deserve respectful touch, you deserve to have sex that's 100% pleasurable, even if it gets a little rough. So the next day you feel great about it, your body feels amazing, and it has fueled you and hasn't depleted you, and your relationship is intact. Because this is the other thing, if you are trying to have rough sex and your partner ends up injuring you, then that can affect your relationship and that can have long-lasting effects into your life. And that's what we don't want. We want to keep sex great and positive and pleasurable even when it's naughty.
Beautiful.
All right.
And it's also important to know that the erotic charge can diminish over time. The more you play with that experience of it being naughty, it's possible that over time you may just feel like, actually, this is wholesome and lovely, and thanks. So enjoy the charge while it's there. That may not be the case for you. It may be eternal. But for some people, the charge will diminish. So it's really important to enjoy each stage as you're in it. And your experience of anal sex can alter over time.
Yeah, when you try any new sexual activity, at first it's thrilling because it's new and it's novel and it's a new experience in your body. And if you do it 100 times, it's going to feel different on the 101st time. And you let that experience change.
But this is why it's so important to keep expanding your sex life and keep finding out. Like, if you know that you are somebody that likes this naughtiness factor, you have to keep sort of exploring what is the next edge of where something feels naughty. And this is where you keep your sex life feeling fresh and interesting and including new acts or new experiences as you grow and as time goes on, so that you keep being stimulated in that way. Because sex gets boring when we just do the same thing again and again. We know this. So this is the beauty of a constantly expanding and evolving sex life, where communication is essential, so you can find out what you and your partner like and what you want to keep exploring.
And we are here to support you every step of the way as you choose your own erotic adventure in life.
One of the things I love about knowing about Jack Moran's framing of the naughtiness factor is if you know that about yourself, if you know that you are someone that does get a thrill out of overstepping certain boundaries and experiencing things that are naughty, you can also find other ways in your life to get that thrill so that you can have that part of you fulfilled. And I don't know what that looks like in your life. I mean, and maybe I shouldn't be saying boundary breaking, it's rule breaking. So look for that in your world.
Well, and do it safely. And this is where when we get questions about public sex or outdoor sex, have outdoor sex and have the thrill of that, but don't risk getting arrested as a sex criminal, because that's never going to be worth it. And we did a whole episode about that you can find in the podcast archive. Or people talk about going to a restaurant not wearing any underwear, and your partner knows that and you know that, and there's this thrill of feeling the breeze under your skirt, but no one else is going to know that, and so that's totally safe. Whereas slipping into the bathroom and having sex with your partner in a public space, again, the risk might not be worth the thrill. And so people who are prone to this naughtiness factor, to the thrill of breaking taboos, have to be responsible and smart with it, because in our culture, the penalties for getting caught breaking some of these taboos can be really life-changing, and you need to be responsible enough to know that. And so there's all these really safe, fun ways to harness the naughtiness factor, to break taboos, to break rules without risking arrest and jail time.
Right. Because that's not cute.
Not sexy. As sexy as Orange is the New Black tries to make it be, that is a fantasy, and actually getting charged with a sex crime is no bueno. All right, so we have covered this topic. I think if you have any questions about breaking taboos, about the naughtiness factor, we'd love to hear from you. You can be in touch with us at any time by coming over to pleasuremechanics.com, hitting the Ask Us Anything button. We love hearing from our listeners. And while you're there, do check out our podcast archive. We have over 80 episodes to thrill and tantalize you. We have a free newsletter if you want a weekly free dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways. Please do join our newsletter community. There is a lot of action going on there every weekend. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills and take your pleasure to the next level, check out our online multimedia courses. Of particular interest to this episode, you might want to check out Anal Sex Mastery and Prostate Massage Mastery, so you can have maximum pleasure with as much naughtiness as you choose. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure
and naughty fun. Cheers.